T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome to Ovad Not America. All right. Another big Cardinals win. Always feels good to come in after a Cardinals win. I am admiring this new mic arm. Have you noticed this new mic arm? I snapped the other one yesterday. Yeah. There I am twisting metal in the studio. I don't know if you know this about me, but you can tell just by looking at my physical condition that I'm someone that could bend metal with my bare hands without actually trying, right? Look at this. Looking pretty good, huh? No? Why are you saying no? I like that it's 10:38 at night. There's playoff hockey on the television, and we're just here having a good time, and that's what we're going to do through the rest of the night. We're just going to have a good time. I feel like I need to play this, because now we know when the Blues second round game is going to happen.
Yeah!
You know, what a great sports couple of weeks for St. Louis, seriously. The Blues are being told they'll play on Thursday. I've been seeing online, they say an 8:30 start time. I don't know if that's Eastern or Central. Have you heard yet, Producer Mike? I think it's Central, the way that they were playing it up, because it would be local time, 8:30. If it's an 8:30 start Thursday night, I'm going to get a lot of coffee in me for the last show of the week. Or, you know what? I don't even need coffee when you got a song like this that exists.
I think you got to slow down.
No, we're not going to slow down. You know, later in the show, too, we'll hook up with Drex from The Late Shift. He's on, you know, about 10 radio stations in Canada, all across the country. We do a simulcast every Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. And we had our friendly little bet, since one of the stations he's on is in Winnipeg. So he bet on the Jets. I bet on the Blues. Can't wait to rub it into him. And Producer Mike, I asked him, I said, please do a diss track. Do a Winnipeg diss track for us. And we can play that for him when he's on the air. And he said, that's awfully mean. Can't do that. Which is unfortunate. Maybe I'll just play this song instead. You know, when he pots up our radio station to start our simulcast, I'll just start blaring this. And he'll have no idea what it means. You know, who would know? I barely know what it means. It doesn't matter. It just means Blues are winning. It's good times in St. Louis. I can't get over this new mic arm. It feels so nice and new and stiff. The thing with this mic arm before, we always had a little droopy mic arm. And if you don't know what that is, the mic arm is that thing that holds our microphone in place, but we can swing it around and kind of move it to where we need it to be so we can talk into it comfortably. And yesterday I just snapped the thing in half. I'm so impressed how fast they got this. Radio stations I've worked at before, let me tell you, KMOX is on top of it. We had our producer last night call an engineer, and the engineer said, okay, this is what you need to do to fix this. We have a spare one over here, and they come and they swap this thing out. It was actually a pretty easy ordeal. Any other radio station I've ever worked at, this is what happens. Like when I was in Indiana, you'd call the engineer and say, hey, a mic arm broke. They would complain and cry and then maybe fix it within the next 5 days. They were pathetic. Here they're on top of everything. It's wonderful. I feel spoiled. And we have corporate in town. They might not be in town anymore. They were in town for the Cardinals game, which is kind of cool if you think about it. When we have Intercom's head come into St. Louis to talk to our staff, do a little question and answer session and, you know, check in, see how things are going since our company was bought a year and a half ago, right around there. And where do they take them? I'm sure they could take them all around town. I'm sure there's some places they'd like to see. But you know where they go? They go to a Cardinals game. A Cardinals game, which is actually really cool. So I hope they enjoyed the big Cardinals win. Maybe they're a good luck charm. And Cardinals, man, I love seeing these wins. These are so great. All right, coming up, I wanted to talk about something I saw on KMOV. companies refuse to work in a certain zip code. Have you seen that story? It's something that's new, and it makes me wonder if this is something that is just the normal in St. Louis. Have you ever been refused a service based on where you live? Or better yet, can you blame a company for not wanting to go to a place they deem dangerous? We're going to get to that next on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
It's 10:47, and before I do this one story that KMOV posted about a guy trying to get a fence at his container house and the company not wanting to do it based on where he lives, I wanted to ask just a quick trivia question to producer Mike, who I haven't seen in a few days. It's good to see you again, producer Mike. So I went to a very famous fast food restaurant. I was hungry, so that's what I do. And I drove through and I gave them my order. And at the end of my order, they asked me, would you like a Twinkie with that? Have you ever been asked, do you want a Twinkie with that?
No, nowhere.
Nowhere.
Yeah.
When did that become an option? Would you like a Twinkie with that? So you want to guess where I went?
I would love to guess. I have some guesses on what it would not be.
Okay.
But as far as what it is, I'm going to guess. I mean, would it be McDonald's?
No.
No?
If McDonald's started selling Twinkies, oh, that would be great.
Oh, they were trying to sell it. I thought they were just giving it away.
No. Would you like a Twinkie with that?
Right.
Wait, what? Who gives away Twinkies? There's no such thing
who
as a free Twinkie.
Sells Twinkies?
What's the difference? I didn't know they sold Twinkies. So where did I go? You want? I'll give you a second guess.
It was just you by yourself? You're not feeding your kids?
No, my wife and son were in the car. We went to that awesome park in Creve Coeur with the big lake and everything. So we walked for a little while.
Creve Coeur Park.
Yeah, it was awesome. So on our way back, we stopped.
Park.
Great park. So what? Guess where I stopped? One more guess. I'm not going to keep you here
Dairy
until
Queen?
11 o'clock. No, that's a good guess. A&W.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that something? I never thought in my lifetime I'd be able to get a Twinkie through a window. And how many times do you think someone going through A&W said, yeah, of course I want a Twinkie.
I didn't think about that.
I know. What, do they put it in the original cellophane or whatever? Would you like a Twinkie with that? Huh. You know what? Maybe I would like a Twinkie with that. Now, it was, I should have said yes just for the, just to try it, maybe. And I know sometimes you get those novelty items that are on menus. I'm going to talk about that later in the show, too. There's been some rumors that McDonald's is going to be bringing their worldwide favorites to the menu for a special occasion, meaning some of those specialty things that are sold in other countries that have never been sold here in the United States. They may try to bring it in, like, you know, the taste of McDonald's in certain areas. All right, so there's a story on KMOV.com. It's not Twinkie-related, but, you know, it should be. We should do more Twinkie stories, if you ask me. There's a fence company that refused to do work because of where this owner's property is located. And the owner of a St. Louis shipping container home, if you don't know what a shipping container home is, it's exactly what you think it is. You know those giant shipping containers you see on the giant boats and things that move across the country, and just these giant metal containers. They get a couple of them, and then they kind of like weld them together, I guess, and then they cut them out, and they make them into living spaces inside there. So you get a few of them. No, it's, you know, they're too cool for a double wide. So you get a couple of these shipping containers together, stack them on top of each other, and it's art, and it's trendy, and it's cool. It's the, I'm too cool to live in a tiny home, so I'm trendier, so I'm going to go towards the shipping container route. So the person actually has one of these homes. It's pretty, I don't know, looking at it from the outside, it looks kind of cool. If you ever played the video game The Sims, it kind of feels like a video game home. It looks like they kind of put this together. It doesn't look like it belongs in real life, but there it is. And they needed some work done at the house, but there was a company that refused the work because of where they live. So let me ask you this, and I ask this honestly. Can you blame a company for not wanting to do work in certain parts of town? Okay, now you can debate if this is a bad part of town. You can debate if they made the wrong call. You can say, well, you should never refuse service based on where someone lives. 314-436-7900. 7900 or 800-925-1120. Two things stand out to me in this. The location of where this container home is doesn't necessarily scream to me, this is the worst place ever, okay? Number two, why are they making this into a news story? Can't a company just say, no, I don't want to do it without having this to be a big deal, right? Like, oh, we got to make a news story because someone decided not to pick up a job, I guess? So here's KMOV.
Courtney, Travis Sheridan and his wife are moving in here this weekend, and they've been working on that new home to-do list, including the necessity of putting up a fence around their entire property here. Well, they were shocked when a company located about 5 miles from here in Soulard told them that they don't service this zip code.
And how about this? Have you ever tried to get fast food delivered to your house or a pizza delivered to your house, and they say, oh, sorry, we don't service that zip code. You're too far away. Would they create a news story over that? Local pizza place refuses to go to this neighborhood because it's in a zip code they don't service. Are you serious? I mean, I feel like they're making a big deal out of this when it shouldn't be a big deal.
It's hard to miss the new home in Old North St. Louis.
They look one direction, they look at the arch. They look the other direction, they look at the container house. So it's like another tourist stop in the neighborhood.
Travis Sheridan and his wife love their neighborhood. It's why they built here.
It's probably 400 linear feet of fencing.
But he was shocked when...
A lot of fencing. It's so much fencing. Are you kidding me? 400 feet of fencing? You know how difficult it is to put in fencing? It is very manually involved. I put a privacy fence in my old house before I moved here, about 110 feet on the back lot, and then you had to build the sides up to the side of the house. That nearly killed me on the privacy fence. Nearly killed me. So it's not a small job.
And Soulard Garage Door and Fence canceled his appointment to get a quote.
They said that they don't serve this zip code due to their insurance risks and too many claims and whatnot. And I thought that was odd. It's literally 4 miles, 8 minutes away. And it was just kind of broke my heart a little bit.
Oh, broke your heart, huh? Well, part of this, too, is that it's near Crown Candy. Crown Candy Kitchen, which if you've ever been to that area, it's kind of in a weird place, I guess. The first time I visited Crown Candy, I thought, oh, this is weird. Am I going the right way? Because it doesn't seem like anything would be located. And then when eventually you get onto the road where you're going, it's really cool looking. Like everything is kind of, they got some art on the walls and they got some really cool historical buildings. They got some statues. Everything's well taken care of. And you're like, oh, this is cool. This is kind of like a little hidden gem in a certain area. But the traveling to get to it, totally understand that sort of thing.
Sheridan says through their months of construction, they've had no issues.
There was even a delivery dropped off and left out in the street overnight. Not a problem.
Soulard Garage Door and Fence gave me this letter tonight that says they've had employees in recent months had a gun pointed at them and also heard ongoing shots while doing day-to-day work.
That could be it. Wait, hold on. From Crown Candy to Soulard, is that an 8-minute drive? That ain't an 8-minute drive, is it? That seems like it'd take much longer than 8 minutes.
They never specify where, but they also add in this letter that they are a locally minority-owned company and that they have temporarily suspended service in certain zip codes that they think are unsafe.
Money is green everywhere.
Sheridan says this.
Oh, I don't know. Let me tell you some things I've read on the Reddit page for St. Louis. I've read in that area. A person, and they're remaining anonymous, but they go out and they try to investigate arson, suspected arsons for people that collect insurance money. And he said that, it was close to where this was located at. The person went to go do their investigation, and there were two dudes that he heard on the other side of the wall talking about how they're coming back to the scene of the crime. Now, I'm just trying to give you a quick rundown of this and paraphrasing. So he runs. He's thinking, if they see me here and they know I heard them, I'm in some serious trouble. So what he didn't want to do was get in a confrontation with this. And he says, there's some certain areas when I go there, I know that things could be dangerous, right? I don't think right there is necessarily dangerous. But again, the traveling to that part, when I went there with my family, I thought to myself, I wouldn't go here at night just to get to that part, right? It's fine, probably fine during the day, but you got to be careful. Not everywhere in St. Louis is safe. Can you blame the company? Honestly, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You can text into that first line, too. You could follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, download the podcast at KMOX.com. You know what? Why is this even a story? Companies can decide where they do business, where they don't do business. You shouldn't be shaming this company because they said, okay, I'm going to pass on this project. All right, it's Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.